When Pete got to the address and saw it was a rectory of some church on Commercial, he wondered if this was all a joke. But short, slight 30-something Donald, who apparently had been on the lookout for him, was waiting just outside the door and led him back to a small one-room apartment just behind the rectory where he lived as the church's all-around maintenance guy. "I'm no scammer," said Donald, pointing to the stack of 20s awaiting Pete on the kitchen table. On the back of his baggy tee were the words, "Jesus loves you." Then Pete caught the logo of the Lauderdale Redemption Center on the front, one of those local church-sponsored shelters that rehabbed deadbeats. "So you didn't say what you were looking for," said Pete, taking off his tank to move things along. Donald placed his hand on the crotch of his jeans and gestured Pete to get on his knees. "I always love these shy ones," Pete thought. As Pete assumed the position, Donald unzipped his fly and whipped out one of the biggest, thickest cut cocks on a white guy Pete had ever seen in his seasoned life as a gay man, a good 10-incher. He was thankful Donald was only half-hard, otherwise Pete knew for sure he'd be gagging on that one-eyed snake. Just as Pete was getting a rhythm going down on him with his mouth, Donald, who had been quietly moaning, gripped the shaft of his cock so Pete had to stop.
"Sounded like you liked what I was doing," said Pete.
"I was where you were once," said Donald. What do you mean?" "Blowing guys for money, even fucking them so I could get high and get drunk, and then I had to do it all over again, and again, and again."
"And," said Pete, still on his knees, afraid what was coming next.
"That is until I found him."
Pete got up. "Who, a sugar daddy?"
"No, no," said Donald, standing there, his big, limp dick still hanging out of his pants. "Jesus. Jesus Christ."
Pete knew that was his cue to cut his losses and call it a day, but he decided to play this little scene out. Hell, he needed some entertaining. Fucking guys for a living was getting, well, a little boring.
"And when exactly did this transformation happen?" asked Pete. "One never forgets that moment," said Donald, stroking his cock to keep it half hard. "It was 3:12 in the morning last June, right in front of this church, when a John, pissed I was so high on Tina that I couldn't get it hard, threw me out of his car."
"Okay, but how did you know?"
"I slept in the church that night, and the following morning, Reverend Rogers found me, fed me, gave me this place to stay, got me into rehab, and then he hired me as his maintenance man."
"And you had no cravings to go back?"
"None," said Donald, who looked down in satisfaction how hard his cock had become.
Pete couldn't help from looking at it himself.
"That's why now it's my turn to help you."
"Help me how?"
"Isn't your life in need of redemption?" said Donald, sat down on a nearby chair and began stroking himself till pre-cum drooled from his piss slit.
"What I need right now is a couple of $100 to pay the motel I'm living in," said Pete, watching this personal porn show.
"Okay, okay," said Donald, breathing heavier. "Want to take my load as a blessing from Jesus?"
"Redeem me, bro, redeem me," said Pete, who quickly knelt down at just the right moment to catch Donald's spunk all over his beard. Pete grabbed the nearby dish rag, wiped his face, then, counting the bills lying on the kitchen table, handed 5 20s back to Donald. "Why don't you give this to your reverend as a down payment on my salvation?"
"See," said Donald, beaming, "you're on your way to a better life in Christ."